This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Braniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO.
Oh, we've got a dandy for you tonight. It's number 2 against number 5 in this week's D1 poll. The second-ranked Chi-High Cards at 12-3 host fifth-ranked Eau Claire Memorial at 11-2. And this is the 104th battle between these Big Rivers Bruisers here tonight. Here at Chi-High and Eau Claire Memorial with a huge part of the section riding here tonight. Cooper Fosvick with me up here in the booth. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart on this side. And yeah, this one is going to matter at the end of the season, Coop.
Yeah, this is about as big of a game as you can have. This is going to have playoff implications. It's probably going to be a very playoff-like feel tonight, too, I'd have to think. I'm expecting it to be a super physical and really fun game.
Yeah. And, you know, both teams are kind of mirror images. In fact, eerily similar in a lot of ways. Records very similar. Chi-High 12-3, Memorial 11-2. Cards have a 4.5 goals per game average. Abe's at 4.5 goals per game average. And Chi-High giving up 1.6 goals per game. ECM at 1.3 goals per game. And they've got stars on both sides of the ice here. Both ends of the ice, and this should be a dandy here tonight, Chi-High and Eau Claire Memorial.
Yeah, as a hockey fan and a Chi-High fan, this is just really exciting, and I'm excited. I've been thinking about this all day. You know, this
is the about it all day.
Yeah, this is the type of thing that gets you out of bed in the morning. So, you know, both teams, they've got to be show up ready or they're going to get blown out of the barn. They're both super opportunistic teams. You know, mistakes are going to be a big thing tonight and minimizing those.
Abe's have won 8 in a row, Chi-High 5 in a row, and 7 of their last 8. So both teams kind of on a roll here. The Cards sweeping the holiday series over in Ashwaubenon, and Eau Claire Memorial in their last game lapping up U School 3-1. They beat Menominee 5-1, Eau Claire North 9-0 their last 3 games, and Chi-High with some good games over at Ashwaubenon, and then coming off a 7-2 win at New Richmond and a 6-3 victory at Menominee last week. So, you know, this is going to be shaping up to be one of those epic Eau Claire Memorial Chi-High games here tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's been a lot of them over the years. Unfortunately, I feel like we usually come out on the wrong end of them.
Yeah.
Hopefully tonight we come out on the right side of it, but this is just going to be, I have a feeling that this game is going to come down to one goal.
Yep.
And it's going to be a real battle back and forth up and down the ice.
Abe's lead the overall series, 71 wins, 29 losses, and 3 ties. And Eau Claire Memorial's won 18 of the last 22. When you've won 71 against 29 losses, you're going to win most of the games. And Abe's have had our number. But Chi-High split with Eau Claire Memorial last year, winning 5-1 over there, losing here at home 4-3. So, you know, this is a team that on paper that we should be able to play with and I think even beat. But got to get over the psyche of beating Eau Claire Memorial.
Yeah, there just seems like there's just a dark cloud over Eau Claire Memorial. And, you know, coming up, you know, it was always, this is who you have to beat to go to state.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like Hudson.
Yeah,
a bit for Chi-High.
Exactly. So, yeah, there's definitely a little stigma to it, but it's like you said, it's kind of a new season right now. It feels like, you know, it seems like none of those games that we have won recently matter because this one is such a big game. So, kind of a fresh slate, I feel like, tonight, and hopefully the boys show up ready.
All right. Well, let's get to our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Coop, what do you think are keys for a Cards victory here tonight?
I think probably the biggest thing tonight is going to be special teams. I don't know who we have for refs or anything like that, but this is going to be a very physical game, and there's for sure going to be some penalties. And I think if, especially the penalty kill is going to be a really, really big deal tonight. If we can minimize their scoring opportunities on the kill, that's going to be a huge deal. My second thing is D-zone coverage. Mm-hmm. Our defensive zone at times this year has been a little bit sloppy, and like I mentioned earlier, Memorial is going to be a super opportunistic team. If we make mistakes in the defensive zone, they're just going to capitalize on them. And this last one, pretty simple. Let's score the first goal tonight.
Hey, I'm all for that.
We're at home. Let's get ahead early. Yep. And keep the gas all the way down.
Yep, keep the pedal to the metal here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I can tell you the officials here, Ryan Darrow and Connor Rowan, are our referees here tonight. And Jeremiah Johnson is our linesman here tonight, if that gives you any bearing on how things might go from an officiating standpoint.
Yeah, you know, Darrow always calls a tight game, but he calls it fair both ways.
What are you looking for?
Right. So, you know, like I said, special teams is for sure going to be a big thing. I know that they're going to be looking for hits to the back a lot. You know, that's just in a game like this, that's going to be something that they're going to be harping on. So I don't know what they said down in the meeting there, but I'm sure that got brought up. So, yeah, special teams is going to be big, big, big.
All right, Chi-Hi 6-0, the BRC, Eau Claire Memorial at 4-2. But again, the records overall are very, very close. Chi 12-3, and ECM is 11-2. This is Cardinal Countdown ahead of the big clash between Chi-Hi and Eau Claire Memorial. And we're going to take a break and send Coop downstairs to talk with assistant coach Austin Taylor on our pregame show. So stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com. Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Chi-Hi Hockey tonight at the Rumble Rink. Cards hosting Eau Claire Memorial. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart here with Cooper Vosvik and Zach Wycheck, the Z-Man, our producer here tonight back at the WOGO studios. And let's go downstairs live at rink level. Here is Coop with assistant coach Austin Taylor. Coop.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Austin Taylor. Coach, the Cards have been on a hot streak recently. What's been some keys to that success?
You know, they're just playing well, doing things, playing the game the right way. Pucks are going over and in, and, you know, we've shrunk some wins together, but at the same time, we struggled stringing three periods together. So we're still really looking to do that. I don't know if we can say we've done that all year. So just playing a complete game is kind of what we're looking for tonight. And, yeah, they're just using each other well, and, you know, you're kind of hitting your stride at this point in the season. It's good to see.
What are we expecting from Eau Claire Memorial tonight?
They're going to be good. I mean, they have two of the top kids, you know, in the conference, if not the state, on that side. And as a team as a whole, like, you know, they're equally as skilled as a lot of the purple teams we've seen in the last, but they're a lot more physical than teams we've seen in the past. So I think that's going to be a little bit different. Got to get used to that. But, you know, our guys like to go bang, too. So I just think it's going to be a great game. They're coached well. They're physical. They're fast. And just really looking forward to finally get a chance to see them this year.
Absolutely. What is it going to take to win tonight?
You know, it's tough to say. Like, we got to stay out of the box and do things like that. But just sticking with our systems, I think we feel like we have a pretty good plan and we're pretty well prepared. But, yeah, just kind of go back to what we talked about right away. Like, just playing within our systems, doing the right things, playing the game the right way, and, you know, really just taking care of the puck in the D zone will go a long way for us here tonight.
Thanks, Austin. Back to you, Greg. Good luck.
Thanks, Coop.
All right, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate Austin Taylor downstairs live with Cooper Fosvick. And this is Cardinal Countdown ahead of Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial tonight. And here in the booth, a guy who's seen a lot of Eau Claire Memorial games through the years, the broadcasting legend Mike Sullivan is here, just honored a few days ago at Hobbs for 50 years broadcasting Eau Claire Memorial, Eau Claire North games. Mike, good to see you.
It is good to be seen. And you know, Chippewa fans should realize how far Greg Stewart has come. Because when I first heard you, you weren't great.
No, I agree with that. I completely agree.
But now you're very good.
I listen to you a lot,
and I listen to a lot of guys. And I feel like Chippewa has the best announcer.
Oh, thank you. You are too kind. But tell me about Memorial and Chi High. You've done a lot of games between these two teams. Anything stand out in the series?
Memorial has always played well against Chi High, and I like Scott Parker. Scott Parker was the first one at my retirement party. I like Chippewa. I've always been impressed with the way Memorial has played under Mike Collins, under Chris Tock, under Mike Schwengler.
Yep.
They've always played well against Chippewa, and, you know, hopefully tonight's no exception. I honestly hope the team that plays the best and the best team wins tonight.
Yeah, we do too. Yeah, and hopefully Chi High, from our perspective,
hopefully
is
Eau Claire Memorial.
I know. But everybody loves you and respects you so much. 50 years of broadcasting, congratulations. That's quite a long stretch of doing games, play-by-play games.
Randy Lee scored the first goal in Eau Claire High School hockey history, then broke his leg and never played again.
Come on, really?
No, that's true. And
anything stand out about this series, Memorial and Chi High? Any game that comes to mind at all?
I know not
I'm
really.
On the fly here.
No, Memorial has played well, as I said. I don't know. You hit me like that, and I can't think of it. Dylan Byrne and Nick Batson are two of the best
aren't
defensemen. And Gus Thorpe is a good defenseman.
Yeah, we got great defensemen on
so,
here tonight.
So, I mean, that alone stands out to this game. And I hope it's a one-goal game.
Yep. I bet it will be with these two teams. Good to see you, Mike.
Good
Thanks
to see
for coming
you,
up.
You bet. Take care.
All right, we'll take a break, and Cardinal Countdown continues here from the Chippewa Ice Arena in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities, where people matter.
Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial tonight, high school hockey here on WOGL. The Cards at 12-3, 6-0 in the conference, and ECM at 11-2, and they are 4-2 in conference. Teams out here, Memorial in the purple uniforms, purple sweaters with the Black Breezers, Chi High in their home whites with the Black Breezers. Here tonight, we'll get you the goalie matchup in just a moment. And between the first and second periods, we're going to honor longtime referee Dan Maher after 40 years of reffing here in high school hockey. Let's go to the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena. Here's Todd Voidel.
First, introducing the starting line for the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes in goal, number 35, Evan Madsen. The defenseman, number 2, Dylan Byrne. And number 3, Nick Madsen. The center, number 12, Luke Schemberger. And the wings, number 9, Blake Onneman.
Schemberger's the assistant coach.
And number 10, Gabe Pankratz. And the rest of the Old Abes, along with their head coach, Mike Collins, and assistant coaches, Jeff Schemberger, Andrew McCabe, and Guy Brown. And now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, as we introduce the starting line for the Cardinals, we'll first be introducing tonight's youth hockey players of the night. And there are three of them. First, skating out with starting wing number 8, Jackson Hoym, is Henry Brezina, a fourth grader at Christ Lutheran, who plays on the Squirt A team. And Henry is skating again out with Jackson Hoym. Second, Teddy Brezina, a second grader at Christ Lutheran, who plays on the Mites Red Team, and Teddy is skating out with starting center number 7, Mason Johnson. And third, C.C. Brezina, a kindergartner at Christ Lutheran, who plays on the Mighty Mite Team, and C.C. is skating out with starting wing number 3, Drew Bovee. And their favorite NHL team, all three of them, the Minnesota Wild. And the parents, Casey and Drew Brezina. Ladies and gentlemen, youth hockey players of the night. And now the rest of the starting line for the Cardinals. In goal, number 31, Mick Marlowe. The defenseman, number 18, Gus Thor. And number 22, Caden Svoboda. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, there you go. Setting us up for a puck drop in just a couple of minutes here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO. We will be back.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the
there we go.
Good! Get McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
Freeze pumps! Beats a goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Chi High at Eau Claire Memorial tonight here on WOGO Radio High School Hockey. Good to have you aboard. Greg Stewart here and Cooper Posvick. Cooper Posvick with me. Zach Wycheck, our producer tonight. Here's a goalie matchup. A freshman for Eau Claire Memorial will be between the pipes. It's Evan Madsen. His record 6-1. Goals against 1.62. Save percentage 9.11. And for the Cards, it's the senior who's taking the mantle for Chi High. Nick Marlowe will be between the pipes for Chi High here tonight. And Nick is having a terrific season. Lost my stats, but you know, just about the time I was ready to give you that. But we'll get those for you a little bit later. But Nick has got the bulk of the work here tonight for Chi High. And here we go. Cards and the Aves. Aves with a couple of outstanding All-State defensemen in Dylan Byrne and Nick Madsen back there. Chi High's got Gus Thorpe, a sophomore, so it's going to be a defensive showcase, but Chi High's got the puck right off the bat here in the first period in the attacking zone. Back to Swoboda. Dials one up. That one on net, and the save made, turned into the corner by the goaltender Evan Madsen, and cleared back in the Chi High zone. Cards on the break, tapped ahead, and here is Jackson Hoy. He'll turn, rip one into the zone, giving chase now, and a quick change is Jackson LeMay, first guy out in the second line right now. Bat around the boards into the left wing corner by Eau Claire Memorial as they chipped it in behind their goaltender, the freshman goaltender. Battle for it in behind him. LeMay down there along with Carter Bovey, and it slipped to the half wall in the Aves zone, Aves D zone. Chi High turns that one into the left wing elbow, and it's on the half wall and sent back in by the Cards, Carter Bovey. That one ripped around the wall, coming left to right. Eau Claire exiting, clearing, and this one will be dumped in the Cards zone, and an icing call right here against Eau Claire Memorial.
That's a pretty convincing start from Chi High. Yeah. Moving the puck really, really well and forcing them to take icing early in the game here. Offensive zone faceoff. That's about as good of a start as you can ask for without scoring a goal.
Yeah, we've seen this team, you know, win a lot of games. But sometimes they come out just really flat, and it takes them a period or period and a half really to get into it.
Right, I really hope the coaches kind of beat that out of them. At this point in the season, you can't be having that.
Eau Claire Memorial wins the draw in their own zone. They go D to D, and here they come. Passed up to the captain, Dylan Byrne, the defenseman. Dumps that one in and retreats to the blue line. And it's loose in the left wing corner. 15 and a half left to go. First period, no score. Chi High counters. This one is taken by Bobby and chucked into the left wing corner. And it's going to come around in the attacking zone for Chi High. They try to work it in deep. It's chipped out by Eau Claire Memorial. And Chi High reverses back into the zone. This one wide of the cage. Going to go loose in the right wing corner. Memorial with plenty of time to go D to D. And now they work it to the wing and up and out. And this is going to be another icing call against the Aves. Couple of minutes in the books so far. No score. Chi High, Eau Claire Memorial here tonight.
I can tell you one thing right now. Byrne is going to be a problem today.
Yeah,
he's very, very talented. He's really, really good at the puck. So he's definitely going to be one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, they've got perhaps the best set of D, pair of D with Madsen and Byrne in the state here. And he can really, Byrne was the top scorer on the team with 38 points, Madsen 33 last year. And those guys, they can put the puck in the net or at least set it up Eau Claire Memorial on the breakout on the near wing. Chipped into neutral ice. Going to be punched right back in by Chai Hyde. And Madsen will stop that for his D. Memorial on the breakout. Cards disrupt that. Sent it toward the net. Easily fended off there by the freshman goaltender. 14 and a half left here in the first. Zeroes up on the board. Boy, a crowd that you would expect here tonight, huh?
It's a full house. I'm glad we're up here and not out there.
Me too. Both local TV stations here to cover it. Do some pregame stuff for their 6 o'clock shows. And it's been a lot of fun. TV and radio covering this and all kinds of action here across the media. This one laid down the ice by Eau Claire Memorial. Thorpe gives chase, chips it behind his goaltender, and loses the puck. Biscuit goes into the left wing corner, and Chai High in the break right here. They get it across out of neutral ice, and then Mason Johnson was stood up a little bit and lost the puck, so Chai High has to reverse and get back deep in their own zone. Here is Thorpe, bangs it off the near wall, and the Cards with some speed. And coming into the zone, Mason Johnson cranks one up, comes off the end boards right out in front of Madsen. He'll pounce on that and stop play right here, 13:46 in a fast-moving first period.
Sometimes Gus just makes things look really easy. That breakout pass was one of them.
Smooth.
There's no way I would have ever seen Johnson on the far side, and he just slid it over to him like it was nothing.
Brett Carlson for the draw right here. Jackson LeMay chases it down in the corner, then loses it. Eau Claire Memorial breaks out, far side, up the wing, and another icing call here against Eau Claire Memorial, their third of the evening. Yeah, they're ringing around, the fans ringing around the boards here all the way around, filling the stands.
Yeah, right, there's nowhere else for them to go, you know, so they're just finding
every
their home wherever they can.
Face off, left wing circle. In the Abe's D zone right here. Scramble for it. Chai High comes up with it. Here is LeMay running out of room. Tried to feather it in the right wing corner. And Nick Madsen's there to chase it down. They clear it. Now it moves up to Nolan Ottom. Ottom crosses the blue line. Fades off to his left. Ottom behind the net. Centering pass. Where is it? Marlowe's got it right now. As it slid out in front of him, he finally found it and then puts a glove over it here. 13-12 left to go in the period.
Well, that was our first good look at Adam tonight. And he did a really, really nice job driving the net on that. That's something that our defense, we need to take note of and maybe step up a little bit sooner, trying to make a play on that puck.
He's got some speed.
Yeah, definitely. It was kind of sneaky there. I wasn't expecting him to make it to the net, and sure enough, he did.
Stelter Incorporated is a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Back to action. The puck loose and dribbles around out to neutral ice. Going to be scooped up there and tossed in by Andy Johnson into the right-wing corner. Big number 17 gives chase. This one ripped around the boards behind the goaltender Madsen for Eau Claire Memorial. A scrum in the left wing corner involving Matt Frenette, who's up playing third line here tonight. And this one's going to be cleared out to the center circle and a scramble for it just beneath our broadcast facility. Now chasing it down is Kircher for Eau Claire Memorial. Dumps it in, but he was a few steps behind the center red line, and that'll be another icing call against Memorial.
Yeah, Memorial's kind of being forced to ice the puck a fair amount early in this game. I'm sure Mike Collins isn't a huge fan of that, but there's been a lot of pressure, and to get changes, they've kind of had to do that.
Mike Collins in his fourth year, and Chai High's Scott Parker in his 37th. And this one tails back to Gus Thorpe. Shot blocked, and it's going to be picked up by Diggins. Matt Diggins is into the high slot. Diggins then floats into the left wing corner, tries to set up a centering pass. This is going to come back to Byrne. Loads one up. Long, hard shot that drifted just past the goaltender. Ripped off the back wall, and it's going to be picked up by the Cards, and Bobby gets it across the line. And here comes number 7. Mason Johnson moves in, rifles a shot, ripped out of the air by the goaltender Evan Madsen, and he'll hang on to that with 12:01 left to go here in the first. Shots are 2-1 in favor of Chai High. Lots of action, but few shots here so far.
Yeah, it seems like, well, we've missed the net a couple times already, but Memorial's doing a good job keeping us outside of that box and making a shoot from the outside.
Face off in the right wing circle, Memorial zone. Cards have it. They try to set it up. Now it comes back to the point for Sam Hebert. He'll chuck that one in the left wing corner and a scramble for it right there. Ripped around the board, cycled from right to left on the half wall. Stepping up is Brett Krista. A couple of guys for Chi High. Now Memorial adds a second player, and ECM's got it right here. Hand it off to Kunert. He'll turn and fire it up the ice. And again, an icing call here against Eau Claire Memorial. Yeah, they're willing to take whistles here and just play time, I guess.
Right, but at some point, Coach Bob Thorpe's going to tell Morrow to play the puck.
Yeah.
I mean, if they keep doing this all game, we'll just start playing it.
So that first line back out there for Chi High. Here's Mason Johnson, puts his head down, trying to win the draw in the Memorial zone. Aves have it, though. And here is Ottoman. Blake Ottoman sends it back for Pankratz. And Pankratz is going to carry it into the right wing corner, back to Ottoman. They couldn't connect, and the puck kicked around inside the zone. Drew Bowlby getting over to him, but can't corral it. Mason Johnson's there as well. Gus Thorpe behind the net, and a centering pass by Eau Claire Memorial went past their D, and it's going to go all the way to the north end of the rink. 11 minutes exactly left to go, first period. Cards now, haul it in, and here is Gus Thorpe. Gus goes cross ice for Swoltz. He'll turn and power one into the Eau Claire Memorial zone. Aves have it right here. Cards intercept, and back to Swoboda at the point. Turns, rips one off the fence, and this one's going to go deep in the zone. LeMay is there for Chi High. Now picked up on the half wall, and Swoboda gets a connecting pass, and this one tipped off a stick up in the rafters and out of play. Well, quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Puck dropped in the Eau Claire Memorial defensive end of the ice. Aves have it. They go up. On the right wing corner for Tucker Lossman. Lossman looks up the ice, tries to connect with a teammate. This one caroms out of play here up into the crowd.
Well, there's a souvenir for a lucky fan,
yeah,
right there.
Again, our officials, Ryan Darrow and Connor Rowan, the referees here tonight. Jeremiah Johnson is the linesman. Said that's a really, I told him that that's really a Hollywood name, isn't it? Jeremiah Johnson sounds like a movie star.
Well, wasn't there? There's a movie.
I think there was. Yeah, maybe I get it from that.
I think it was an old Western.
Yeah, I think you're right. 10-10 left to go on the game clock here in the first. This one is dumped into the Memorial zone by the Cards and try to track it down in the forecheck right now on the half wall. Chipped around the board, going to come from left to right. And Mac Diggins has got it for Eau Claire Memorial. Now they work the breakout on the far side. Cards, though, nice pinch right there. Here they come. A shot taken by Evan Foyles. That one tipped off a stick and into the hands of Evan Madsen right now. Gabe's goaltender, and he'll hang on to this one.
Pretty nice shift for Matt Burnett there. Holding the zone and springing Foyles for a little scoring opportunity there. Nice to see that out of the freshman.
Cards going to send their top line out here. Johnson, Kobe, and Jackson Hoym. Hoym and Johnson really piling on the points here for Chi High so far this season. Eau Claire Memorial's got it. Lead pass right there for Ottoman. It was back behind him, tipped off his breezers, and picked up by the Cards and tossed into the Eau Claire Memorial zone. 9:24 left in the game clock. Cards now pick it off. There's a chance for Bowie try to walk it to the cage, but then he was cut off, and this one dribbles into the right wing corner. Big check by Mason Johnson on the Aves D, and this one is going to cut back out to neutral ice. Cards go D to D and work it across the line right now. Jackson Hoym on the back check here. He'll tail off for a line change. Before he does that, dumps it in the Eau Claire Memorial zone. Evan Foyles' line back out there again for Chi High. Andy Johnson, a forward on that line, along with Frenette. He's getting some playing time in the third line right here. Cards move it up. Drop it off the backhand into the Memorial zone with 8:41 left to go in the first period. Aves have it. Work the break from the far side. They get it across their own blue line. The puck flagged down by Gus Thorpe, knocked out of the air. And Thorpe looks up the ice. He's got Fournette right here. Fournette one on two. Jammed on the wall on the far side. Took a hit high, and he's going to come off. He's okay. Here comes for the quick line change here. And the puck is cleared back out to center ice. Memorial's got it. They got to get on sides. And before they do that, they'll dump it in the right wing corner. 80-11 left to go. ECM trying to pinch a little bit. Chi High, though, able to clear. Work it out to the center ice red line, and Memorial's got it right here. This is Byrne. Looks up the ice, dumps it rink wide into the left wing corner of the Chi High D zone. Cards, though, pick it up. They'll maneuver back out to neutral ice, and here comes Brett Carlson. Carlson trying to dangle past Byrne. Not very many players can do that, and Eau Claire Memorial's got it right here. This is Beglinger, who moves it in the left wing corner of the Chi High zone, but Cards fight it free and jam it off the wall. And it is Brett Carlson trying to flag it down in the Eau Claire Memorial zone near the end of his shift. He was running out of gas, and he's going to have to exit stage right here and get to the bench on the line change. 7:20 left to go. No whistles so far tonight. No penalties. Here's a chance for Nolan Ottam, who came in, picked up the puck, but then the shot was blocked, and the Cards reverse, move it into the zone, but an offsides call right here with 7:08 left to go in the second.
Yeah, that was a good eye from Rowan there. We were, in fact, offsides, and he had a bad angle on it, and he still even caught it.
Good group of referees here, and they're right on the game. This one dropped outside the Aves defensive zone, and an offsides call right here. At Eau Claire Memorial, 7:03, no score so far here tonight. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. We're proud to have the Cards and Aves on here tonight. WOGO back to action after a rather lengthy holiday break. For us on the broadcast side, Chi High, though, with a nice tournament over at Ashwaubenon, beating Notre Dame and Fonte Springs and Verona. Here is Drew Bowlby, comes in, launches a shot, centering pass right there, but Carter Bowlby overskated it, and Memorial moves it up the ice. Here's Ottoman, got to the blue line, stood up there, and Chi High with a chance with some open ice. Aves in the midst of a change. This is Jackson Hoym. Hoym comes in, launches a wrist shot. That one's flagged down by Madsen, and he'll hang on for the faceoff in his own zone.
You really start seeing this game speeding up right now.
Yeah.
Both sides. It's just like they kind of came on. It was like a little bit of a stalemate, and right now they're both just flying.
Shots 4-1. Well, you wouldn't think that after all this action, be only five shots in the game.
But I know, but if you think about it, yeah, there's been just a lot of like deflections and things like that. Both teams have had really good sticks on defense.
Drew Bowlby to take the drop in the Abe zone and chucked around, and this one's going to float back out to neutral ice. Stopped right there by Krista, and the Cards dump it in the right wing corner, try to find the puck in the zone. Here's Evan Foyles behind the net. Lost it, and Memorial's got it right here. They'll toss it up the ice. Came off Krista's stick, so no icing here. It would have been icing. And Marlowe comes out, tries to help his offense, and that one went to the half wall, and Memorial pitched in and got the puck. Now a scramble in behind the senior goaltender for Chi High with 5:50 left to go. No score so far. This one's going to come back out of the zone through neutral and in the Abe zone, and here is Dylan Burns. Burns puts the afterburners on, comes in, launches a shot off the blocker of Marlowe. He'll turn that one to the right side of the rink, and Chi High's got it right here. They clear all the way through the Abe zone. It was touched up by Kircher, so no icing right there on the long outlet pass for Chi High. On the near wall is Diggins, looks it over, has plenty of time, went rink wide. Nice stop right there for Chi High. Cards, and this is Chi High. They move it in, they score! Brett Carlson scores! Takes the zeros off the boards on the pickoff and neutralized the Aves, tried to walk it up on the breakout, and It was Brett Carlson who walked in on the goaltender, take the move on the near post, and dropped it over on his left side, and it is 1-0 Chi High.
What patience by Carlson. I mean, I was just like sitting there waiting for him to shoot the puck, and I felt like an eternity, and all of a sudden he just pounded it in the back of the net. He had the hole in that to shoot at. What a play. 1-0. Let's go.
You bet. The 11:50 time of the goal here in the first for Brett Carlson for Chi High.
Oh, what a goal. That's such a big goal in a game like this. I just, one of the keys to the game, and just came through, just like we drew it up, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Carter Bowlby with the assist, Brett Carlson the goal.
Who scored again, Greg?
Oh, my goodness, just going to the stands, and we buried another one. How did that happen? You give me a play-by-play.
Well, Greg, I was watching you dig out your stats. Basically, we won it off the draw, and then Johnson did Mason Johnson things and sniped the goalie. And we're up 2-0.
Seven unassisted for Chi High. Oh, my goodness. 12:01. The time of the goal, 11 seconds. They've got to wait for their play-by-play announcer to get ready here.
Maybe next time we'll give them a heads off. Hey, we're not paying attention.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just looking down at some paper here, thinking, okay, well, we will have the face-off, and then number seven does his magic. 12:01, time of the goal. It's 2-0 Chi High. Here with 4:49 left to go. Now, that won't be a highlight for me, but that's okay. It's a highlight for Chi High. 4:44 left to go and counting here in the first period. And Gus Thorpe pins the Aves forward against the wall behind his goaltender, and the puck comes free on the left side. Here is Thorpe now, looks up the ice, trying to touch the tape of Jackson Hoym, and that one came off on a hard pass, and Chi High on the forecheck right here. Cards came to play here tonight. They lead it 2-0, but it may not be enough against this fine Aves team. Matt Diggins weaves his way up the ice, got to the blue line, stalled out right there. We got a penalty coming up on Chi High right here. The Aves goaltender out. They add the extra attacker trying to play catch here. Open up some ice. Here is Byrne. Got the good hands. Byrne cycles back for Lossman. Lossman in the left wing corner. And Nolan Autumn's got it now for Eau Claire Memorial. Here they come. Mac Diggins across. Well, feeds Autumn on the left side. Back to Diggins. Chi High needs a touch. Here is Autumn right now. Still controls and tried hit Byrne. The defenseman, who still got the delayed call on Chi High, as the card's in the midst of a change. With 3:33 left to go, as the puck is on the north end of the barn here for Eau Claire Memorial. Man, they're being patient. Dylan Byrne's got it. Trying the home run pass right there for Nolan Ottoman. Finally touched up by Chi High with 3:20 left to go. We got a penalty coming up in, against the Cards here right now. A slash on Jackson Hoym.
So we call that in the hockey world, what we call that is taking a dive.
Okay.
That player should have not fallen down from that little slash that he took. So that's a tough one. Don't get all the breaks.
Yeah, and you got one of your best players on the team in the box right now in Jackson Hoyt. So Memorial's got Byrne top of the wheel, and he puts it all. That's a sniper shot right there as he threaded the needle on the near side, and Byrne makes it 2-1. He cut the lead in half on a beautiful wrist shot from just inside the blue line.
Yeah, that was quite the shot from Byrne. Like I mentioned a few minutes ago, he's going to be an issue tonight if we let him shoot the puck. So, note taken. Can't take any penalties.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was a beautiful shot. Yeah, not much you can really do on that one.
13:49, time of that goal for Byrne. That's his 18th point of the year, his 10th goal of the season. That is a shooter's goal right there. Here is Nick Madsen. So this game, as we expected, is going to be close. There's a shot from Nick Madsen. And that one right off the goaltender, Nick Marlowe. He had to fight that one off. And we're back to play here with 2:53 left to go. And that will bring number eight back out the ice after the power play goal here at 13:49. Abe's have it. Here's Kircher behind his goaltender to the left of Evan Madsen. This one caroms off a wall and chased out by Swobes. And still cycled back for Gus Thorpe. Pass ahead here. On the stick of Jackson White, had to kick it back up on his blade, and we got an offsides call right here as Chi High was heading into the zone. 2:21 left to go. Shot 7-4 in favor of Chi High. They lead it on the scoreboard 2-1. Face off on the dot just outside the Abe zone. And Chi High carries it, muscles it into the zone, and here is Boldy. Drew's got it. Reach back for it, kind of shadow the puck, protecting it from the Abes. And this one lifted on the shelf. Going to be taken there by Gus Thorpe. Drops it on the glove and rips one into the right wing corner. Hoyman has got it. Chased, harassed as he went back to the blue line. Now Gus Thorpe loads one up. And that one in the air is going to be taken by Evan Madsen. He'll hang on to that one with a minute 56 left to go here in the first period.
Oh, it'd be so big to put another one up before the end of the period here. It feels like Cardinals kind of got him on the ropes again, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think this is going to go back and forth.
Oh, big time.
Okay, 2-0 lead. We're on a roll here,
right.
But this is a good Memorial team.
Yeah.
Here is Carlson. Wins a draw. So important for Chi High. They struggled with that early on this season. Seem to be doing a better job of that. And here is Schemberger, crosses the line, hard shot, heavy shot on net. Mick Marlowe harassed a bit as he dropped the puck, and Abe's crowding him a little bit. On the half wall is Ottoman. Blake Ottoman feeds it down low, the intercept right there, and Carlson's got it, drops it off the wall. There's an icing call on Chi High. 1:27 left to go in the game clock here in the first.
I don't think Carlson wanted to ice that puck, but his buddy broke his stick, so he had no choice. He had nowhere to go.
I saw that. A lot of lumber. It's not a cheap thing to do here with a couple $100, $200, $300 sticks, so it happens.
Yeah.
Face off back in the Chi High zone. A minute 27 left to go on the game clock here in the first. Mason Johnson trying to win this one in his defensive zone. A scramble for it. Abe's have it. They turned a shot just wide of the cage with a 1:21 left to go on the clock. Still caught up in the Chi High D zone. Here they come. It is Johnson. Now over to Jackson Hoym. Couldn't control it. Hoym battling to get control back, and we got Carter Bowie coming back. Maybe a penalty right here. At least the puck caught up underneath the player.
I think we're going on the power play here.
Maybe. Let's see. Got a hold call on Memorial here, so Abe's 1-for-1 in the power play. Let's see if Chi High can go 1-for-1 in the power play.
Yeah, that's down in the little section of the ice that we couldn't see, so I have no idea what happened, but all I know is we'll take any power play they give us.
20.5 on the power play for Chi High this year, and Abe's 91.4 on the kill. And Chi High trying to control the zone. They actually ripped it around the board so hard, Gus Thorpe couldn't track it down as we go under a minute to play here in the period. Thorpe retreats, hits the reset button, and Chi High with a move into the zone. Here they come, 2-on-1, a shot, it goes in! Chi High back to a 2-goal lead, 3-1 on the shot from the left side for the Cards. And Chi High, Drew Bobey with the goal.
What a snipe.
Beautiful goal.
Yeah, it was a 2-on-1, and he sold it like he was going to pass it. And the goalie bit, and he had a lot of twine to shoot at.
16-13, time of the goal. And the Cards now try to get out of the period without giving up another tally to Eau Claire Memorial. They lead it 3-1. Goals by Carlson and Mason Johnson and Drew Bowlby. 3-1 our score. Face off at center ice. And Dylan Byrd retreats to pick it up in his own zone with 40 seconds left to go. Here of the period, dropped off the wall on the far side, and then off the window and picked up by Gus Thorpe for the Cards, deep in his own zone. Thorpe hands off to LeMay, backhand lead pass right there. It's just into the Eau Claire Memorial zone, but the Abes work it up the ice right now. Picked off it. The Cards blue line by Gus Thorpe. He'll dangle it up and then drops a forehand into the right wing corner with 9 seconds left to go in the period. This one comes out to the center circle. Thorpe tracks it down with 5 seconds left to go. He's just going to drag it back at his goaltender and rag the time off the clock. And there we go to zeros up on the scoreboard and a 3-1 lead for Chi Hyde. Back to that two-goal advantage for the Cards heading into the locker room.
Well, that was a really convincing start from Chi Hyde. From the word go, they bought in to what the coaches were telling them to do. They were moving the puck so well at times, and it was just really, really exciting to watch. But I think a huge thing is going to be doing the little things right coming up. I mean, Memorial's certainly going to make some adjustments in the defensive zone, and we have to be ready for that. But we can't get sloppy in our own D zone, or we'll be back. The roles will reverse. So yeah. I think it's going to be a really, really big deal to just kind of lock it in here.
Yeah, the Cards just have to keep some pressure on. We got a freshman goaltender down here. He's played a lot of games. He's had a good record, but he's got to be tested here tonight. And I think they've done a good job of that so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a solid goaltender. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think he's played in a game quite this big yet.
Yeah, this is big. You got a full house here and a BRC battle between a couple of teams that are vying for first place in the conference. So lots of fun here.
Yeah, it was a fun period.
Yeah. Dan Maher, longtime referee. Danny has reffed a lot of high school games. He was being honored in between periods. 40 years of reffing high school hockey and well-deserving of a plaque. Mike Thompson out there representing Chi High, and pictures are being taken of Dan Maher tonight. And the guy, he had silver hair when he was a young guy, I think.
I mean,
Danny Maher.
I recognized him when he stepped foot on the ice. He wore a black CCM helmet from the 90s, always.
Yeah.
And I just, you can't forget it.
Right. So a well-deserving award for Dan Maher tonight, and he is being recognized here between periods. That's that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass shots 9-5 in favor of Chi High, and it's a 3-1 score in favor of the hometown Cards here tonight. We will continue in a moment. This is Cards Hockey. WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's push all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High with a 3-1 lead over arch rival Eau Claire Memorial tonight, the first of two games. And this one, Coop and I were talking about the significance of this because the next time we play them will be after the seeding meeting, so it won't have any bearing, win or lose, where you wind up in the playoffs. So this is just really a huge, huge game for Chi High and Memorial for that matter, too.
Right. I mean, the fact of the matter is if Chi High can come out with a convincing win in this, Coach Parker can go into that seeding meeting and say, hey, we beat them convincingly,
right. Yep.
You know, and here are the shots and here's, you know, our bid. If it comes down to that, you know, where we're tied with them, a win over them is going, I mean, you can't argue with that. So that's a good, I'm glad we thought of that before the end of the game, or you thought of it.
Well,
actually,
it's been on the radar here for a while, so
right.
We've already beaten Hudson there in
right.
the section.
Yep.
North, we've knocked off them, and one fly in the ointment is Stevens Point, because they lost to them,
right.
So they can wind up, if they finish out the season like they've been playing, the number one team in the state, they could be the top seed in the section.
Right, and they're one of the better hockey teams I've seen, maybe ever, along with this current Chi High team as well. They remind me of, like, yep. Hudson teams of past. But if we come out as a two seed, it doesn't matter because, I mean, ideally we'll kind of play them at the end, right? You know, one
sure.
and two. But
yep.
Obviously, if we can get a one seed, that's great. But it's going to be tough to get a one seed after losing that game.
Well, you just play it one game at a time here. And I was thinking about this season. For Chi High, we've had some great games. We're number two in the state. Perhaps that Stevens Point game, maybe that was not the best game, but the most important game for Chi High. Because it seemed like they came into that game thinking, okay, we're a top team in the state, and we don't have to come to play here in the first or second periods. And they didn't play well early in the game. Lost to Spash here at home, and maybe that was sort of a wake-up call for the team.
Oh, it certainly could have been. I mean, we've been on a really hot streak since then, I can tell you that. But yeah, you're right. I mean, we came out super, super flat in the start of that game, and I look at the way we came out of the gates tonight compared to the way we came out of the gates that game, and it's like a different hockey team.
Yeah.
You know, we dominated from the first shift tonight, and if we could do that against a Spash team, come out, score first, things like that, that's a totally different hockey. But we just did not do that.
Yeah, I think we can play better. I think we're more evenly matched than that score would indicate.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I remember I was talking to Coach Parker after the game, and I said, Coach, we can beat that team. And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, we just have to play our game, and
sure.
we didn't play our game tonight.
Yep, yep. So you got Spash number one in D1, then Chi High, followed by Bayport, Brookfield, Eau Claire Memorial number five, and Madison Edgewood is number six. You got three of the top six teams in our own section.
That's crazy, you know, and it's kind of been like that the last couple of years where it seems like our section is, if you make it out of our section, hey, you've got a really good chance to go win it. So it's tough to talk about these things this early, but, man, this is a Chi High team that's poised to make a run if they can stay healthy and if they stay true to themselves and they keep passing the puck the way they
yep.
do.
They got the talent for sure to make state or at least make a run towards state this year, and we'll see how it all shakes out. Like you say, injuries, whatever plays part of that, and that's not just true for Chi High. It's true for all the teams in the section as well. I got to do a little housekeeping because, I had a piece of paper here, the stats paper, and it fell to the floor, and I've been searching. That's why I missed the second goal, calling that second goal, that real quick goal by Mason Johnson. So I should catch everybody up on stats a little bit. You got Brett Carlson who scored first. That was his first goal of the year, his 10th point at 11:50 of the period. First period, Carter Bovey with the assist on that. And then Mason Johnson, unassisted. Johnson lit the lamp for the 10th time, his 23rd point of the season at 12:01. And then Drew Bovey, nice goal for number three, his 10th of the season at 16:13. Gus Thorpe, who has really been playing well, had a hat trick the other night. The sophomore defenseman, one of the top D in the state, had the helper on that one, 16:13. So he got three goals. And I should mention Nick Marlowe. I was going to give his stats, and I couldn't find them. Marlowe, 11-2 on the season between the pipes for Chi High. His goals against 1.62, and his save percentage at 9.18. Coming in here, he's been solid.
Yeah, he makes the saves that you need to make. He always is going to make that first save for you, it seems. And then his defensemen have done a really nice job clearing out the extra. So, I mean, one in addition to the Cards.
Yeah.
I know that in the locker room, Coach said he's a really, really good guy and he's super well-liked. And yeah, it'd probably be tough to come into a new situation
right.
like this, moving
yeah.
to a new town. And, you know, to do what he's done has been really impressive.
All right, so after one, it is 3-1. Chi High leads Eau Claire Memorial in a pivotal BRC clash here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. We are between the first and second periods, and this is Cards Hockey on WOGL. We'll be back.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just
wow.
having his way.
Off the
there
glass.
We go.
Good. Gets McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the
left side. Oh, he's good. Three points. Beats the goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Chi High Hockey against Eau Claire Memorial, the 104th meeting of the two programs here tonight, and the Cards so far lead it 3-1. We've got a lot of hockey to play, though. We're only after one period, so, man, you can't take any shifts off here.
No, like I mentioned before, the little things are what's going to be what decides this game, you know. Who wants to play solid D-zone hockey? Who wants to, you know, get the puck deep and make clean passes? I mean...
Yeah, one mistake, one turnover, untimely turnover, well, and there's a goal.
I would say the Cardinals made one mistake. They took a penalty, and they took advantage of it.
Yep, yep.
You know, and they made a couple, and we've took advantage of them. So it's two opportunistic teams. It's going to come down to mistakes tonight.
So far, only two penalties in the game. Eau Claire Memorial took advantage of that with a Dylan Byrne goaltender. That guy's a scorer. I mean, he's going to play it, keep playing hockey here for a long time.
I agree.
And, you know, that was a scorer's shot through a lot of traffic from just inside the blue line. But Chai can't afford to take too many penalties here tonight.
No.
At least
no
bad penalties.
No. And I guarantee you, Coach Parker, before the game, hey, we're not going to take any, you know, we're going to take... Our goal is going to be three penalties, you know, no more, no less. Well, less would be great.
Yeah.
But no more than that.
They're going to come, but, you know, let's limit it to good penalties.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Don't take a cheap shot.
Yep. Definitely no majors today, you know. And actually, you know, we were hyping this up to be a super physical hockey game. It actually really hasn't been so far.
No,
and I was actually kind of looking forward to that. But no, it's
you
been.
You want somebody spitting chiclets out here, don't you?
not quite that much. I mean, but yeah, I like a physical hockey game, and it's been actually really, really clean. Not a lot of hitting, so we'll see if that continues. I have a feeling it won't.
All right, teams on the ice. Chai High with their top unit out there of Johnson and Jackson Hoym and Drew Bobey. Gus Thorpe and Swobes defensively. Eau Claire Memorial, Diggins, Autumn, and Karnitz up front. And Byrne and Manson patrolling the blue line. Cards got it into the zone, but it was Jackson Hoym who has stood up as he is about 5 feet inside the eight zone. So the Cards retreat. Here's Drew Bobey. Works it off the wall. Over for Thorpe. Tried to shovel it ahead. Intercepted, and Memorial dumps it in deep. Swobes tracks it down. Hands off to Thorpe. Gus dangles, works it up the ice, and gives it to number 7. Mason Johnson crosses the line with energy. Johnson, the right wing corner, intercepted. The Aves with an icing call right here on the breakout pass, just 40 seconds into the period.
You know, Swoboda, something that he's really sneaky good at is breaking the puck out.
Yeah.
Like right there, he had the composure to kind of like take a hit and then move the puck over to Thorpe, and then Thorpe had an easy breakout pass. That's actually a lot harder to do than he makes that look.
Not a flashy defenseman, but very solid.
Yeah.
He's kind of the guy you can depend on.
Definitely.
Right? Face off in the zone. Cards with a clean win. They took a shot, knocked down in front. Carlson's got it now for Chai High. On the line change, Carlson retreats to the blue line, looks for an opening. Wrist shot goes wide, trips out of the left wing corner. And Mac Diggins has got it for Eau Claire Memorial, then paid the price, worked hard into the dasher on the far side, gets up very slowly. Memorial's got it in the zone right here. Nick Madsen floats into the right wing corner, tries to shield that puck, works it off to the left side. And it is Mac Diggins who's got it in the high slot. Diggins right now turns, tries to rip a shot. That was knocked down in front. Scramble for it in back of Mick Marlowe. And it's jammed up on the wall. The left wing corner comes free to Eau Claire Memorial's defenseman, Madsen, right here. They move in. A shot taken off the shoulder of Marlowe into the right wing corner. And Eau Claire Memorial still has it. Banked off the wall. Back up to Byrne over on the left side now for Kircher, who's playing back at D. Took Madsen's spot right there. And Burns got it right here. And we got a delayed call against Chai High. Penalty coming up on the Cards. Here's Byrne right now. Moves into the zone. Finally touched up by Carlson. And that will draw the whistle here. And Chai High's got to kill another penalty.
I'm curious to see what he's calling here. The hit seemed a little bit late. You know, the puck was definitely gone. So they might call him for a rough, or it might be an interference. But the second he made that hit, I thought to myself, oh, they're going to call this.
Penalty on the Cards right here.
Roughing.
A roughing call right here.
He also finished a little bit high. These are the kind of penalties that I was talking about that you can't really take. You know, you can't take a late hit. You can't be taking roughings, things like that, because they'll make you pay.
Brett's going to sit for two, and Eau Claire Memorial sets up their power play. They move in with some traffic in front of Marlowe, and a quick shot by Diggins. Hard wrist shot. Went to the goaltender, but Marlowe fought it off. Here's another shot tipped into the left wing corner before it got to our goaltender. Abe's played pass right now. Diggins got it. Here's Byrd. Back over to Nick Madsen. Madsen goes on the near side for Mac Diggins. Back to Byrd, and a shot just wide, and the Cards track it down. Now it goes in the left wing corner. Cards need a clear. Turning and ripping a pass as Mason Johnson actually came off a skate on his own team. And Diggins has got it for Eau Claire Memorial. The Byrd in the high slot looks it over. Now it goes off to the left for Madsen. Down low. And a shot taken right there by Mac Diggins, and they are really, really crashing the net here with some collapsing umbrella here. And here is Diggins with a shot, and Marlowe up against the post fought that one off, and the net came off its mooring, so that'll stop play. They are really peppered our goaltender.
They're moving the puck super, super well, and our wingers aren't going up to engage those defensemen. I don't know if they're afraid of Byrd, if he's going to burn them, no pun intended.
Yep.
But I'm guessing that's why they're not going through him like they usually would.
New set of players for Chi High. And here is going to be Drew Bovee to take the draw for the Cards. So on the kill, we got some fresh legs out there. Bovee on the ice for Chi High, along with Evan Foyles. Memorial's got it right here. This is Madsen. Feathers it over on the near side for Diggins. Back to Byrd. And nice save by Marlowe, and turns that one in the left wing corner. But Memorial still controls. On the left side, centering pass. That went through traffic. Hauled in by Diggins. Goes back to Byrd at the point on the near side to Diggins. Looks it over. They go to Madsen. Nice. And a shot off Marlowe, who has been all over the place. He has just been playing terrific on this kill.
Yeah, Marlowe, you can see him. You know, he's not the biggest goaltender, but because of that, he's been able to kind of see around some of these screens. And he's made a couple really quick pad saves, and that was another one. He came out and challenged really, really nice. They made a beautiful save.
That came off Marlowe and up into the netting, out of play here. So the faceoff in the Chi High zone. Cards get that top unit back out there, but Memorial just owns this power play. It's hardly been out of the zone. Maybe once in this power play. There's a shot right on, saved by Marlowe, and got some help from his D. Swept that in the left wing corner. Memorial still with it. Madsen walks in. That back to Byrd. He scored the other power play goal. Over to Diggins, and a shot taken. Hit off some traffic out in front. We're back to full strength now. But Memorial still with the biscuit in the zone. Here is Byrd. On the high slot, a shot taken, came off Marlowe into the left wing corner, and Byrd finally is going to come off the ice, and the puck loose in front of Marlowe. He got a piece of it covered enough, long enough to get the whistle here. The Cards could sure use a reset right coming off that power play.
Thank you, Mick Marlowe.
He owned that power play right there. Didn't get a whole lot of help from his friends.
No, our penalty kill just got absolutely worked, and he bailed him out. So I guarantee you Coach Austin Taylor's taking some notes on that and going to be making some adjustments for the next one.
Memorial came in here at 11.5% of the power play. How is that with that terrific power play that they just showed
us? I don't know. They moved the puck super, super well. That was pretty impressive.
Bent around the wall. Chi High, though, coming off the kill here and looking for a stretch pass a little too far for Carter Bovee. And so there's an icing call on the Cards. Well, it just shows you, I think, Coop, that Chi High cannot afford to take penalties here. This is an outstanding power play team. I don't know how they did not get a goal there.
I mean, Mick Marlowe is the answer of why they couldn't get a goal there. Yep. I mean, Mick Marlowe was everywhere he needed to be.
Yeah, just a magician back there. 12:37 left to go, second period. Cards still up by 2-3-1. All the scoring in the first period, and Chi High's got it right here. And this one banked off the wall into the Abe zone. Not deep enough for an icing call. And Kircher tracks it down in his own zone. Cards have it back at the point. Quick shot. And this one's going to come on the near side for Brett Carlson. And Chip Torre, the goal, came off a player and went on Madsen. So he'll hang on to that with 12:17 left to go. Shots 14-9 in favor of the Abes. And most of those hit the last power play.
Oh, yeah. I bet they had six.
At least.
Maybe more.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gubbins, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High Cards Hockey. This into the left wing corner. Cards on the attack. This is going to come back for Krista. Skirts off to his left to open up some room. Siphons that one in the left wing corner with 12:06 left to go. Wrapped around the wall. Cards trying the forecheck right here. This is Evan Foyles. Can't keep it in, and it dribbles back to Krista. Makes it off the near fence, and Chi-High can't get anything going toward the south end of the barn here. And Burns going to pick it up for the Cards and throw one in just wide of the net. Marlow will hang on to that with 11:45 left to go here in the second.
So I don't know if you caught that, Greg, but on that last faceoff in the offensive zone, Memorial got the last change, which the home team is supposed to get the last change. And what they did was they made a late change. We had our third line out, and they put out their first. And so we had a mismatch, but that can't happen. That's unacceptable.
I'll see. Face off in the Chi-High zone, our top line out there right now. And here is Mason Johnson. Johnson drives it back. Will open up some ice. Now looks ahead and taps a pass into the left wing corner for Bovey, just beyond his reach, trying to track it down. Johnson in the forecheck right now. Puck loose in the Abe's D zone. And it's Nick Madsen for Eau Claire Memorial who's got it. Pins it up against the yellow stripe in behind his goaltender. This one came out of the fray and centered up, but nobody there for Chi-High. Comes back to Thorpe. Thorpe looking for a shooting opening. Can't find it. Will bank it off the wall. Try to set something up, and Memorial's got it right here. This is Madsen, the defenseman. Tried to hit a Abe's player flying up the ice. That one knocked down by the Cards. Bobby's got it behind the cage, and it's in the left wing corner. Bobby slides over. He's got it right now. Bobby pinched up against the wall, trying to come out with it, and this one's going to float in behind Evan Madsen, the goaltender for Eau Claire Memorial. Back to the point. Swobes with the nice save right there. And here is Mason Johnson over to LeMay, who came out with a fresh set of legs on the partial change here, and he just redirected a little bit wide. Back to Gus Thorpe, stops it at the blue line. Hands that one off down deep in the left wing corner for LeMay, and this one's going to be cleared by Eau Claire Memorial into the Chi-High zone. Chased down by Gus Thorpe, weaves his way up the ice. Thorpe trying to go ball by himself, moves in, fires a shot, came off Burnstick. Still got a piece of it. Tried to center up. That one still ricocheted off Burns, and a centering pass right there for Carter Bowlby on the back door. Bowlby slammed one in, but Madsen got over to stop it with 9:52 left to go here in the second, and it's going to be dumped back out to center by Eau Claire Memorial. Here is Madsen, the defenseman for the Aves. Moves in across the line. Jumps into the left wing corner. Muscled into the left wing corner. And there's a delayed call on Chi-High. That's what all the talk was up here on that one. So another penalty coming up on the Cards with 9:28 left to go here in the second period. Memorial happy to get their goaltender out and the extra attacker here on the delayed call. Now Burns moves in. Dylan Byrd with a shot. Marlow fought that off. Where is it? Tipped over his stick, and the Cards still have yet to touch it. And now it is touched up by Krista, and there's the call, and it's going to be a trip call against Chi-High. Memorial will have their third power play of the night right here. It's on Krista. So he'll sit for two on the trip, but another Abe's power play.
Oh, this
here
is scary, especially on something like that where it was just a hard battle and the guy fell down. But hopefully the Chi-High can make some adjustments here.
Face off to the blocker side of Marlow, and the Abe's win the draw in their Chi-High zone. Here is Diggins, number seven. Diggins moves into the right wing corner. Back to Byrne at the point. Over to Madsen, his fellow D. Back to Diggins. They work the umbrella. Here is Byrne with a shot through traffic. The redirect down low attempted by Pankratz. And that one went into the right wing corner, but the Aves still control it on the left side of the left circle. Here is Byrne just inside the blue line by a foot. Over to Madsen, and tipped off a Chi-High stick, and the Cards on the attack right now as they try to work it down the ice for Jackson Hoym. And Chi-High trying to disrupt things here as Swoboda over to Foyles, turns and throws it in, and fans calling for a penalty as Foyles was dropped like a bag of cement out there, but no call with 8:13 left to go. A minute 5 left in the power play, and here is Byrne. Drops it back for his D partner, Madsen. Madsen weaves his way, crosses the blue line, now moves into the left wing corner. Card set up their box. Here is Madsen over to Pankratz and Byrne, who logs a lot of time at the blue line. Over to Dillon. And a shot taken. That one fought off by Marlowe. The Cards, though, can't get a clear. It's loose on the half wall. And a couple of guys in there. There's a Chi-High player dropped down. And it comes back to Byrne. And Chi-High still can't clear it out with 25 seconds to go on the power play. Byrne's got it. Walks along the blue stripe. Now over to Mac Diggins. Diggins to Madsen, and a shot. They went cross ice. Madsen's got it right now. Abe's control, 12 seconds to go on the power play to Byrne. To Madsen, top of the wheel on the left side. Where is it? It went in. Marlowe made the initial save, and it kind of went between his legs, dribbled between his legs, and it almost seemed inevitable that the Aves with that power play were going to get another one, and they do. Two power play goals for Eau Claire Memorial here tonight.
Well, you can hear Coach Parker's frustration, and I can't blame him. I'm super frustrated, too. There was two different hits on Ethan Foyles that should have been called. One was boarding, and one was cross-checking, and it was just like, oh, no, I didn't see it. Whatever.
Pankratz, it looks as if he's going to get the goal for ECM here. Boy, I tell you what, giving them a power play is kind of like bleeding next to a shark.
Oh, it really is.
So the Cards lead cut to one goal now, 3-2. A couple of power play goals for the Aves. And just somehow we've got to stay out of that penalty box here, even if the penalties are a little weak or soft. And hopefully we can get Memorial called for some stuff too. Only one penalty on them here tonight. Puck in the Chi-High zone, and a shot taken right there by Schemberger. And through some traffic, through some legs, that one is stopped by Marlowe with 6:43 left to go. I didn't think this would be a blowout here by any stretch,
no.
But boy, I tell you what, penalties have played a huge part so far in this game. Face-off in the Cards' defensive zone. Aves a little jump in their step now with the last goal. 3-2 our score. And Wonky has got it for Eau Claire Memorial. That fourth line actually out there for the Aves right now. Getting a little playing time and picked up by Carter Bowley. Tossed into the zone. And we have a penalty here. And we got a cross check. And this one might finally be against Eau Claire Memorial.
Finally. It's interference on number two, Byrne.
Yeah, interference call on Byrne. So you not only get the penalty, but you get their best player off the ice
right.
Here.
Yeah, that puck was gone for 5-6 seconds, and he just delivered a monstrous hit. And it's like, well, you're going to get called for that every time.
6:25 in the game clock. This would be a great time to get the two-goal lead back again. Cards on a power play this year at 20.5 on the man advantage. Thorpe has got it inside the blue line, feathers this one off the wall. Cards go to Bovey on the near side and set up the power play. On the near side is Bovey, works it down low. Thorpe patrolling the blue line, looking for a pass, got it. Now goes cross ice over to Mason Johnson, looking cross ice himself. Johnson with a try there, but was tied up a little bit, and Memorial will clear out the center. Gloved by Thorpe there, and he'll backpedal and works it off the wall, and the Cards on the attack again. Here is Hoym. Hoym stops in the corner, opens up some ice. Now cross ice for Bobby to Thorpe. He is shadowed. Memorial playing a loose box right here. And a one-timer right there by Mason Johnson. Thumped off the goaltender's pads into the left wing corner. 1:05 left to go in the power play. Here is Bowie. Bowie works his way in. And a shot right on. And the save made by Madsen and cleared by the Aves D. Over to Diggins now. And he'll dump it in the Chi-High zone. 49 seconds left to go in the power play for the Cards. They lead it by 1, 3-2. Chi-High in the attack now. And this is Jackson Hoyne. Point in deep. One-timer on net. Easy save made by the Aves goaltender and cleared all the way down right on. And Marlowe will leave it for the Chi-High Cardinals with 27 seconds left to go in the power play. Cards have it. On the half wall is Carter Bobey. Bobey harassed as he tried to work it out. And the puck at neutral ice for Krista. Krista dangles, works his way across the blue stripe into the Aves D zone. Krista in the corner. Down to 6 seconds left to go on the power play. Centering pass right there for LeMay. Couldn't complete that one. Back to Bobey behind the net, and a backhand try by Krista, who's already got a goal tonight, and that'll do it for the power play. And the puck loose in the Aves zone, up high in that zone. Cards trying to pinch it down low, and they got a piece of it. Sam Hebert will drop this one around the boards, and LeMay gets to it in the left wing corner. 4 minutes exactly left to go here in the second. As Sam Hebert backpedals and picks it up, and will lob one into the right wing corner. 3:52 left to go. Here's Chi-High with a chance. Oh, the goaltender came on. Carter Bobey had a chance and just couldn't control it at the end. The net was wide open on the near side with 3:41 left to go. And hauled back in by Eau Claire Memorial. They've got it all the way down right on. Marlowe helps his team out, at least clears it out of the zone. Memorial caught up. That should still be an offsides. Memorial had a player in the zone still, but no call right there. It is Jackson Hoym who's got it for Chi-High. Mason Johnson plays it over to Gus Thorpe with some open ice here. And the sophomore defenseman will look up for Carter Bobey. Here is Drew Bobey. Here's Drew into the left wing corner. Drew's got it. Cycles it back in the left wing corner, and it's going to be picked up now by Wonky. Wonky hands off ahead for Savoia, and this one goes into the right wing corner in the Chi-High zone. Cycled around. Cards have it right now. Here's Mason Johnson. Johnson's got it. Patiently works his way up the ice, and then he's going to come off on the line change here with 2:44 left to go. And the Aves Kircher's got it right now. Kircher hands back for his D. Long stretch pass right there. Intercepted by Gus Thorpe, and he was pinched on the wall, so lost the biscuit right there with 2:28 left to go. And the puck in the left wing corner for the Aves Kircher. Kircher turns, looks up the ice with 2:20 left to go, and it comes loose out of neutral, and an offsides call right here as the Aves tried to enter the zone.
Ooh, what a flurry from the Cardinals.
Yeah. Well, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Alley. And anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Shots 20-15 in favor of the Aves, and most of those piled up on the two power play goals here. 2:14 left to go. 3-2 Chi-High. And the puck is in behind Evan Madsen, the freshman goaltender. Breakout pass intercepted. Cards center it up and couldn't get that one completed as they had a couple of players in front of it. Goaltender for Eau Claire Memorial with 1:56 left to go. The breakout pass right there is going to be hauled in by Hebert. Sam turns, rips one off the window, up and out. And the Cards with a quick rest for that first line. They're longing a lot of ice time out here. Back on the ice right now. Here is Hebert. He'll come off soon on the change. Hands off to Mason Johnson. Up to Jackson Hoym. Turns, fires one around the boards from right to left with 1:28 left to go. And here is Drew Bobey to complete the line change. Shots 20-15 in favor of the Aves. Hebert's got it. Feathers that one down to the right wing corner. So Hebert now playing back at the D line a little bit here. Bobey's got it. Back to Sam. Passes to Bobey. Drew turned, ripped a shot just wide with 1:05 left to go. So we hit the minute mark right now here in the second period. Hebert steps up, keeps the zone, drops this one in the right wing corner for Mason Johnson. Johnson turns, and the Aves clear. This should be an icing right now against the guys in purple.
So let's see. It'll be interesting to see what Chi-High does here, whether they leave that first line out, a little bit tired maybe, try to get them to finish this last 50 seconds. That looks like what they're going to do.
Okay.
But wow, I mean, do you want to talk about fast?
Yeah.
I'm tired from watching. But what an exciting game.
Yeah, I'll see. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. Servicemaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. The guys in white right now has got the puck, Chai Hyde, and it's on the half wall in the Memorial Zone with 37 seconds left to go. Cards up 3-2 against arch-rival Eau Claire Memorial tonight, round one. Round two will be the last game of the season before playoffs. Into the left wing corner. Chai tracks it down here with 23 seconds left to go. Let's see if they can set something up. Gus Thorpe hanging around the blue line waiting for a pass. Far side is Mason Johnson. He's all by himself, but they can't get the puck to him. And Byrne picks it up and drops this one all the way down. And an icing call right here as that group was out of gas here with 7.9 seconds left to go on the clock here in the second.
Well, we got 7 seconds to win a faceoff here.
Yep. Important draw right here for both teams. Mason Johnson will take it for Chai High and Autumn for Eau Claire Memorial. Be battling at the dot, and here we go. Into the left wing corner, Aves have it. They clear it out to neutral with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and that will do it for the period. So Chai High with the lead, but only a one-goal lead after two here as Memorial, with their second power play goal of the night, makes it 3-2. All the Chai High goals in the first. Memorial with one in the first, one more here in the second. And this one's going to go right down to the wire.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I mean, their goalie made some phenomenal saves, and so did Aris that period.
Yep.
I mean, that was the period of the goaltender. Both played phenomenal, so... Next period, what can we do better? Right? It's tough because it was so fast. But honestly, I think if the Cardinals stay the course, they're going to come out with a victory. Staying out of the box is going to be the biggest thing.
Yep.
But if
yep.
we do take a penalty, what are we going to do? Well, we're not pressuring their defensemen at all, and they're just passing. So we need to be a little bit more aggressive and go right
yep,
after them.
I think so. It did work a little bit in that last power play. We disrupted it a little bit, but we seem to be settling into the box a little too soon.
Yeah, I agree, and we're getting sucked too deep.
Not making them really worry about us coming out to challenge them.
Right, and if you give these defensemen space, they're going to take it. They'll take it all day, and that's how we ended up, you know, letting up two goals.
Yep, yep. All right, well, we still have the lead.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest
3-2.
Thing, right? That is the biggest thing. I mean, we've done enough to be in the lead in this game, and hopefully we can continue to do enough to get the W.
Yeah, well, the decisive third period coming up, and Chai High with a 3-2 lead over Eau Claire Memorial. By the way, ECM beat Chai High's JV team tonight by a 3-0 count. All right, this is Greg and Coop here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Our producer tonight is Zach Wycheck, the Z-Man. We'll take a break. Back in three, this is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Take your team to new heights with training you can trust from CBTC. Unlock your team's potential with affordable seminars and customized training in topics like leadership, safety, manufacturing, transportation, and technology. CBTC is more than a provider. We are your partner for talent upskilling, licensure renewal, recertification, and much more. Discover the impacts that come with our training, from heightened productivity to enhanced teamwork and a commitment to a safer workplace. Visit cbtc.edu/workforce solutions to get started today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High up 3-2 as we head towards the third period. Somebody's winning streak is going to come to an end. The Cards have won five straight. The Aves victors in their last eight games. So I tell you what, this is a couple of great teams just battling it out here tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. Can you hear me by chance?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
Yep.
This is probably the most competitive game we've seen this year. And it's just been really, really fun to watch. And I'm glad that we have the opportunity to call this one, because this is going to be an amazing third period. I'm so excited to see how it turns out.
Now the crowd's into it, and barn is full here tonight, so it should be a lot of fun. All right, this is our last hockey game of the week. We'll be back on Tuesday of next week against Superior. That should be a fun one. In the meantime, got a couple of basketball games, McDonald basketball games on Thursday. It's McDonald at Fall Creek. That's a great rivalry. 6:55 pregame show on Thursday with Galen Swenson, Mark Maloney. Then the two of them will be back for Girls Buckets. McDonald against Regis at Eau Claire. Regis for girls basketball on Friday. So you got the two arch rival games right there on Thursday and Friday. Then we got Superior, another section team on Tuesday. That'll be another key game for Chi High.
Yeah, every section game is a huge, huge deal. So that's going to be another probably nail-biter type scenario.
Yeah, they're always tough.
Yeah, no matter what. I mean, even, you know, tonight we're playing, you know, a top five team in the state. So it's a little bit different feel, but you can never overlook teams like that, because Superior's always well coached, and they're always going to be a tough team that plays physical.
Yeah. So we'll have that one, 6:40, typical Cardinal Countdown pregame show on Tuesdays. We work our way through the new year here, and some good BRC games. And, you know, just about every game is going to be important down the stretch.
No kidding, yeah. And we've got a lot of games coming up, you and I do, so it should be a fun month.
Yeah.
February should be even more fun. So
I know. We'll have a quick flurry in February with some radio games here against Menominee and New Richmond, and back at Eau Claire on the last game of the regular season against the same A's. And then, let's win this one here tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. This is pretty much the first playoff game of the year, if we're being honest.
I would say so. Yep, for sure. All right, 3-2 our score. Goals by Brett Carlson, Mason Johnson, and Drew Bobey in the first, and that's kind of where the scoring stalled out for Chi High. Memorial with a power play goal in the first, another power play goal in the second. So that squares it up mathematically here. 3-2 the score, shots 21-18 in favor of Memorial, and most of those piled up on the power play. So two very even teams. As you said, the stats are almost identical. The records, the goals for, goals against, even the kill is very close. Power play is a little differential there, but I tell you what, Memorial's power play looks pretty good to me tonight.
Yeah, I haven't watched them at all, but I have to wonder if they maybe made some adjustments or something.
Yeah.
that they look so dominant now compared to that 11% average.
Yeah, I'll say, I'm not sure what happened earlier in the year, but they look more, not like a 11% power play team right now. All right, Greg and Coop here, and get ready for the second period. Puck drop a few minutes away here, so we'll take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the there glass. We go. Good. Get McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Man, this place is buzzing here tonight. Chi High at Eau Claire Memorial. I think you've got enough people, enough energy here to maybe power half the homes in Chippewa Falls here tonight. This barn is full, building's full here, and people have been treated to a really competitive hockey game.
Yeah, no kidding. When you say it's full, there's more alumni Chi High hockey players that past, present, future. I mean, I recognize that's a whole clan of them down behind the goal.
Yeah, you got to stay fairly close to the old locker room.
Right? Right, yeah. So it's been a really fun night, and it's going to be a lot more fun if the horn blows and we're in the lead. So
number two against number five here. Chi High second ranked in the state. Memorial is ranked fifth. By the way, in D2, Amory's number one. Oregon is two. Then New Richmond out of the BRC is number three. Lakeland, River Falls, also out of the BRC, is fifth, followed by Tomahawk. And in girls hockey this week, you got Superior. Saw them earlier in the year in a radio game against CFM. Really top team, great team. Superior's number one at 15-1. Central Wisconsin, St. Croix, Fusion is three. Bay Area is four. Hayward, that just beat CFM the other night 5-1. Is fifth, and the Hudson Raiders, also out of the BRC, is sixth. So you got at least a couple of teams out of the BRC right there in the top six in girls hockey. We've got some great hockey in this part of the state here.
Seems like Hayward is always a powerhouse in girls hockey.
Yep.
You know, yeah, it's pretty cool.
A few years ago. Yep. Well, maybe it's time to call Wiscala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower, maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Maybe that came to light over the holidays. So call Wiscala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707, 839-0707, or go to wiscala.com. Players back on the ice now. After the intermission, we'll see what adjustments have been made. And Chi High with the Mason Johnson line out there. And the Aves will counter with Diggins, Ottoman, Karnitz. Byrne and Madsen patrolling the blue line. And here we go. Here is Madsen right now for Eau Claire Memorial. Hands off to Byrne, comes in, fires a shot, a one-hopper, just wide of the net, into the Chi High zone. Cards clear it out to neutral ice, Byrne stops it, tosses it into the Card zone, comes right back to Byrne on the exit pass, and he'll go cross ice for Madsen. Byrne gets the puck, drops one in, that's an icing call right there with 16:32 left to go in this third period.
All right, well, here goes nothing, Greg. Hopefully we can get some momentum here earlier in this period. And if we score early in this period, that's going to be really tough to come back from.
Yep, here we go. 3-2 the lead. Face off in the Abe zone. Cards win it. Go back to the point. Here is Krista. He'll thread that one into the right wing corner. Cards have it on the near side. Bowlby with a one-timer. Hit traffic out in front. And Abe's have it right here. This is Autumn. Ottoman into the zone, harassed as he came in by Mason Johnson. Dropped to one knee, lost the rock, and Chi High clears it over to Johnson. Mason Johnson dances into the zone. Johnson drags it back. Johnson, beautiful! Oh, my gosh! Oh, what a shot by number 7. Mason Johnson just roofed the freshman goaltender on the near side. Number 7 with some magic. And Madsen didn't even see it. It was just vapor right there. Oh, I haven't seen a better goal in 38 years.
I hope you got that one.
Right now.
Yeah, I just looked at Justice Cleveland. I said, "I hope you got that one." He said, "I got it."
Oh,
yeah,
man, what a
play!
Shot.
You got to tune into the news to see that one. I can't even describe what a nice play that was.
1:58 of the third from number 7. His second goal of the night. Man, he can just. Just as a magician with that puck, isn't he? What a beautiful score for 7. We're not out of the woods yet. And Jackson Hoyne will get an assist on that one. 1:58 of the third. Mason Johnson with the goal, his second of the night, 11th of the season. And he is really lighting the lamp. Mason with his 24th point of the campaign. 4-2 the score right here. Chi High with an icing call right here.
All right, well, we
can't let up though.
No,
still
I was just about to say
19 left to go on the clock.
We got to celebrate that goal. That was a fantastic goal by Mason Johnson, but now it's back to work, and got to keep doing the little things and keep the pressure on him.
Need some getting some breathing space. Another goal might do it here, but two goal lead,
adage,
right?
Yep.
Hockey.
The worst lead.
Oh man, here is Krista, drags it back, powers it off the boards. Cards tic tac toe up the ice, and there should be a trip call. No call on that, as Jackson Hoyne went down. Or did they get it?
No, they. They just called an offsides on
how
us.
How did they miss that one?
I don't know.
Hoyne went down on the trip, and no call. He just gets right back up. He's going to get into it. I told him I'd make all the calls up here. They didn't go for that. 15:07 left to go.
Drop the puck.
And they're at the dot outside the zone. Cards with a 4-2 lead. And number seven's got it right here for Chi High. Hands off to Krista. They'll bury this one in the right wing corner in the early zone. Quickly cleared, and this one out of play here as it hopped up over the boards. 14-59. We still trail in shots, 21-19. But the score that matters, the points that matter, it's 4-2. Chi High here in the third. This would be huge if they can carry this, complete the game here tonight, complete the victory in the standings, but in the sectional seedings as well, at least with Eau Claire Memorial. Tapped ahead now to the Ames Pancrats, moves into the zone. That one stripped off his stick and cleared out to neutral here with 14:39 left to go. This one on the half boards in the Chi High zone, ripped around the wall, up and out, went over the window. And that one into the crowd with 14:34 left in the game clock here in the third.
Okay, so if you're Chi High here, the defensive zone is going to be of the most important thing you do. I mean, we cannot have any cracks right now.
14:34 left to go. Drop in the Chi High zone. Clean win for the Cards. And here's Bobby. Drew's got it on his forehand. Moves into the zone. Takes a little pass and then's going to carry it into the left wing elbow. It is Mason Johnson following him. Johnson dangles. Now goes to Swoboda. Over to Johnson in the left wing circle. Picked off right there. Nice play by Wonky to read the pass and clear it out to neutral ice. And the Cards pump it right back in again. 14:08 left to go. The clock seems to be moving slower here for some reason. And here comes Eau Claire Memorial. Wonky with a shot. That one came off some lumber and up and out of play in the Chi High zone.
That was a phenomenal back check by Jackson Hoyne. But our defensemen are kind of getting in a trend right now, letting Memorial just take the zone and kind of sucking back.
Yep.
That's really the easy thing to do, but right now we need to focus on stopping them at that blue line.
Well, Marlowe's been playing terrific here tonight, giving up a couple of goals, both of them on the power play, but we've got to help our senior goaltender out here.
Absolutely.
And this one ripped off the dasher on the far side, and an icing call here against Chi High. 13:48 left to go. In a 4-2 score for the Cards. Third period, face off to the glove side of the senior tender for Chi High. Cards going to ask Carlson to win the draw, and he does. Got to get it back in the right wing corner for Krista. Jams that one on the wall behind his goaltender, and a scramble for it on the half wall in the Chi High zone. 13:35 left to go. Peeled off the dasher. Who's going to come up with it? It's loose in behind Marlowe, and this one's going to come back to the point. And a wrist shot just wide of the cage. Marlowe went over to the right wing corner with 13:22 left to go. Cards peel it off the wall, and they move it up for LeMay. Here is Jackson, banks it off the dasher, heads to the bench for a change here, and the puck loose in the Ames zone. Cards get all the players back out there. That number one line getting a lot of ice time right here. Here is Bowie moves in. That went off a stick and up into the netting behind the goaltender, Alan Madsen.
Really saw the Chi High wingers getting really sloppy in that last sequence on the defensive zone. They were getting lost down low, and Memorial had a clean shot at the net from the point.
Face off of the Ames zone. Cards get it. Here is Swobes. Turns one wide of the cage. No room to throw it at the goaltender. Cards scoop it up. Backhand shot on Madsen, but very little elbow room for that goal, puck, and so Madsen stops it and hangs on to it for the faceoff in Memorial zone.
As good as Memorial's defense is, they haven't really had any answers for Bovee, Johnson, and Hoyne tonight.
That's true. That's why that number one line just goes in for a very brief rest here. Scott Parker wants to keep him out there, build a little bit of insurance lead. Here is Johnson to Swobes. Back to number seven. Mason Johnson went down to one knee, ripped the shot. That one comes back out. Swobes has got it right there. Johnson dangles. Now gives it for Bobby. Bobby bumped as he came into the zone. Lost the rock, and it's loose in the right wing corner. Memorial's got it. That line's coming off now to take a brief respite here. And Memorial goes V to V. Evan Foyles on the ice for Chi High. Trying to chase it down. Memorial back in the zone. And Autumn with a centering pass just tipped it wide. And forced the goaltender Marlowe back into his own cage. It came off the standards here, and they'll reset with 12:16 left to go. And the Cards trying to eke this one out here.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of hockey left, though, and you're right. It does feel like that clock is just crawling by, but they're playing a good hockey here. They got to keep it up.
4-2, the count right now in favor of Chi High. They win the draw. And it seems to me, Coop, that Chi High's gotten better at the faceoffs here.
Oh, definitely.
It was a problem earlier this year.
Yeah, I think it was addressed, and it seems like they're bearing down a little bit more and just being a little bit tougher, and it's paying off big time.
The 11:57 left to go in the game clock. The puck loose in the Chi High zone. Cards finally clear onto neutral. Tracked down by Kircher on the far wall. Cards third line out there right now. And here comes Eau Claire Memorial. Into the zone is Madsen, the defenseman who led the team in. Had the puck slid off his stick. Cards haven't cleared yet. And it's in the left wing corner. Ames have a player loose. Here's a shot take. Oh, Luke Shepherder was by himself. The Cards didn't see him. And he just lobbed one wide of the cage. And Chi High able to clear it back out to neutral. That third line is quickly going to come off as the Chi High Cardinals saw Schemberger come out and they didn't track him down. And he had a wide open chance at Mick Marlowe, would miss the net. Here is Byrne for Eau Claire Memorial. He's got a goal already, and this one deflects off some lumber and up and out of play with 11:01. That's a hard thumper right there.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, for Sam Hebert to lose him and the winger to lose him, I mean, that's we just can't have that this time of the game. We got lucky that he missed the net on that one. He had all day.
The 11 minutes and 1 second left to go here in a 4-2 lead for Chi High, and the Cards have it right now. They work it up to Carter Bobey into the Abe zone. Memorial resets. Now they work it on the near side for Karnitz. He'll move into the left wing circle. Shot right on. Off the pads of Marlowe. Back out to Byrne as he had a player right in his face, but still connected with the puck and able to dump it in the left wing corner. Here is Gus Thorpe. Protects the puck, now loses it. Memorial on the shot right there. And Karnitz with a one-timer right on. And Marlowe with the shot as the Cards coughed it up in their own zone. 10:19 left to go. Top line out there again for Chi High. Here's a long stretch pass for Memorial and an icing call right here.
I don't know if Chi High's maybe getting a little bit tired or what's going on, but Memorial seems to have really turned it on, and they've had some really great A scoring opportunities. Chi High's got to make some adjustments here because
I knew they weren't going to go away, right?
Oh, no, definitely not.
10:13 left to go, and a 4-2 lead. Next goal is going to be decisive. Chi High gets it. That could be it, but Memorial, they tally the next goal. They're right back in the game with 10 minutes exactly left to go here. Tapped off the boards. Back to Krista. Fired one into the right wing corner and chased down now by Bobey. Over to Hoym. Hoym's got it. Pushed into the wall by Madsen, Nick Madsen. On him down there as well for Eau Claire Memorial. And who's going to come up with it?
Come on,
had Hoym down there. Johnson's got it right now for Chi High. Feeds one to Bobey in the left wheel, and his shot deflected off a stick and out of play here with 9:37 left to go. And I don't know. Boy, Scott Parker can't afford to have that first line sitting too long here.
No, I mean, it's like get some water, boys. I mean, because they're so dominant, and it seems like our other lines are struggling defensively more so than offensively. So, yeah, it's a really big deal to get them back out there.
There's LeMay. He fed right to Mac Diggins. He was trying to blind pass it back to his D and handed it right off to Diggins, and he's into the Chi High zone. Diggins pushed into the fence on the far side, and it comes back to the point. One-timer right there by Kircher. Flagged out of the air by Marlowe with 9:17 left to go. That line's going to stay out there.
Yeah,
right now.
I mean, I'm sure our first line is just like, not yet.
Yeah.
Like, please no.
We'll tell you when we're ready.
Yeah. Sorry, Coach.
Yeah, they need a little more rest than that. 9:17 left to go. Face off in the Card zone. Swobe's got it. Ducks under his goaltender. Double teamed right there. And here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe over on the left side, works it up the ice, and it's out to neutral, and Memorial's got it right here. Pumped into the zone, in back of Marlowe, leaves it for his D right there. Here is Svoboda, works it to LeMay, off the wall, up and out, and Memorial gets on sides. Gus Thorpe has got it right here. Thorpe stops and lost the puck, and no call. Thorpe went down.
Oh, they did get
like
it.
Another
they
trip.
Got it.
Oh, okay, delayed call right here. Marlowe out of the net. Finally, they're going to call one against ECM right here.
If they didn't call that, I'd have been jumping out of the booth.
I saw you had the hands.
Oh, I had the arm up and everything. I was ready.
Yeah. Let's see who's going to get the gate for Memorial. It's Ottoman, Blake Ottoman, who will sit for two here. And Chi-High 0-for so far in the power play. This is their third chance. We could sure use one right here. It is Mason Johnson into the left wing corner. Johnson struggling to keep the puck, and Chi-High is just going to hit the reset button as they send it back out to Gus Thorpe. He'll roll back out of neutral ice over to Mason. Mason into the zone. And Nick Madsen had him and just practically dragged him down. Thorpe has got it right now. Thorpe slides over to the high slot. Dangles, hands it off to Bobey. One-timer by Thorpe. And Madsen corrals that one. The goaltender from Memorial and hangs on. Minute 32 left to go in the power play.
Now here's another huge, huge faceoff. That was we're moving the puck super well on the power play here. If we can win this faceoff, probably biggest faceoff of the season so far.
20.5% for Chi-High on the man advantage. Clean win right there. And then it's the first part of it. Back to Bobey, to Thorpe. Thorpe in the high slot. Now to Johnson. Cross ice for Bobey. Thread of the needle right there. Bobey to Johnson. One-timer. And it just went wide, but Thorpe has got it. Hauls it in to Mason Johnson. Side of the circle on the near side. To Hoym. Hard shot, goes back to the point. Thorpe slides over, keeps the zone, but now it's cleared by Eau Claire Memorial. 7:42 in the game clock, 1 minute left to go in the Cards power play. 4-2, Chi-High leads it. And here is Drew. Drew Bobey weaves his way up to the ice, drops it back for Foyles, who's out there right now for Chi-High. His shot through traffic, just missed. Here is Thorpe between the circles, fires one, and flagged down right there by Madsen as a crowd develops around him, and then the players back off.
Well, that's
42 seconds left to go on the power play.
That's the look that we were looking for on that one, and he just made a really nice glove save off the shot of Gus Thorpe, but Gus has got a laser, and if they give him that look again, he's going to score.
7:21 in the game clock. 42 seconds left to go in the power play for Chi-High. And the faceoff's going to come in the left wheel right here. Again, a clean win for Chi-High. Back to Bobey. Spins away from the pressure to Thorpe. A loose box here for Eau Claire Memorial. Here is Thorpe to Bobey as they creep in. A shot taken, and Johnson heading in. Thought he might have a chance, but that one got away from him. And Bobey's got to chase it down as Pankratz follows him. 18 seconds to go on the man advantage. Here is Drew. Drew trying to hand it off for Thorpe, but it got past him, and that'll about do it for the power play. Here's Evan Foyles, flags it down with 5 seconds left to go. The Cards are out of the zone. Here is Foyles. Foyles dangles in. Took a drop pass, and Memorial's got Blake Ottoman back on the ice right now. We're 5-on-5, and Ottoman moves in, fires a shot, took the feed from his own zone, and that one drifted wide, and it's going to come all the way back down for Hoy. Hoy moves in, and just barely was going to go to the forehand as he dragged it on the near side. And just couldn't complete the equation right there. And it's cleared all the way down by Memorial with 6:14 left to go in the third period. And boy, you could see that Hoym had a goal in his mind. Just you could almost see it in his face as he came down.
Yeah, he had been out for 2 minutes on the power play. And to turn that speed on is pretty ridiculous. But a good power play, just couldn't find the back of the net.
6:12 left to go in the game. Chi-High with a two-goal lead, but Memorial, very dangerous team. And the puck dribbles around in the Abe zone. It's going to drift across the line. Sam Hebert slides over, dumps it back in again. Hebert patrolling the blue line, along with Krista right now for the Cards. In the corner, Here's the forecheck. LeMay down there. LeMay with a couple of Abes on him. Carlson comes in as well. And Chi-High trying to drag it to the hole with Carter Bovee. Bovee tried to get between the D, but that didn't work. And Eau Claire Memorial's got it right now. Here is Savaloya. Moves up the ice. And this one into the left wing corner comes loose with 5:24 left to go on the game clock. Time ticking down, but Memorial still with a chance. Byrne with a shot. Trying to thread the needle right there. Kicked off some players. And here is Krista, and Krista's hat came off as he came to the blue line. And that'll stop play right here as the puck goes out of play. It's at 5:12 left to go third period.
Don't see a player's helmet come off very much in high school hockey.
No, you sure don't.
I think Byrne just caught him just right and came flying off, but it looked pretty cool. I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah, first line, glad he's okay too. First line back out there for Chi-High. And they're going to log the majority of the ice time here. The stretch run, 5:05 left to go, third period. Memorial trying to get something cooking right here. They've got it on the half wall. This is Pankratz for the Abes. Coughed up the puck. It's loose and a shot taken just wide by Bovee on the intercept. This one comes back to Swoboda. Cards trying to be aggressive here. And it, all the way back for Gus Thorpe. Took a strange hop on the ice, but he kicked it on his blade. And Thorpe on the breakout pass, but an Abe's player ran into the goaltender, Marlowe, and dislodged the net. That'll stop play with 4:39 left to go here.
The draw should be either... Okay, there, it's out of the zone. I was going to say good because... Yeah, he just lost his footing there, and luckily Marlowe was quick enough to get out of the way.
Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers to get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Altoona and Chippewa Falls, a new and improved surgery center in Rice Lake now open. CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO. 4:23 left of the game clock. This one drifts out of play, and the faceoff is going to be in the Abe zone. Now we're working time off the clock.
Yeah, no
Still
kidding.
Still not out of the woods yet, though.
Yep. Yeah, we've been really putting the pressure on him here, too, really, really well. Here comes our second line. Hopefully they can maintain that pressure.
And take a well-deserved rest, first line. Here's the second one right now. Foils with a shot. That one rose on the goaltender. Kind of had to work his way out of harm's way on that one. A hard shot by Foils and just missed the top of the cage. 4:10 left to go. Back in the Chi-High zone. Now the Cards able to push it out to neutral. And back in the Cards D zone right now for Carlson. Rips one off the fence. Cards have it up and out. Here is Carter Bovee. Bovee into the zone. Burns on him. Burns pushed him into the wall. Lost the rock and it's loose in the right wing corner. And quickly out of the box is Mason Johnson. That's about a 10-second rest for that first line. Johnson rifles one ahead into the zone. Johnson will be joined by his teammates right now. There is Bovee out there. And here is Bovee right now. Drop pass for Johnson with 3:24 left to go in the game. Memorial's got it. They worked it ahead, but not out of the zone. That one gunned in by Evan Foils, and he'll come off Jackson Hoyman to complete the line change right here with 3:09 left to go. Ripped off the dasher on the far side by Sam Haybear. Intercept right there by Memorial, and the Cards have to scramble back. Here is Drew Bovee under 3 minutes to play in the game. Comes back out off of far wall. Abes throw it in the zone. Trying to chase it down is Savaloya. And a centering pass right there disrupted by the Cards. They kick it to the fence on the far side. Here is Byrne. Back pedals. Opens up some space. Savaloya has it down low. And the Cards, they were trying to go back to Byrne, but the Cards saw that one and intercepted. 2:31 left to go here in the ball game. Memorial's got it right now. Cards have to get back as they were in the midst of a change. Memorial's got it right here.
Stick.
That's Diggins. Nice stick right there. As you said, the Cards with the intercept at least disrupted the play, and it comes back to Byrne. Byrne dangles along the blue line. Now on the far side by Pancras and a one-timer. RBB right there, and the save by Marlowe with 2:11 left to go. And you just wonder if Parks might use his timeout here.
Let's see. Memorial's going to use it for him.
Great. That's what Chi High needed.
All right. So
Mike Collins is going to use his TO right here, and that really helps Chi High.
Mike Collins is going to pull his goalie here. I'm almost certain of it. Off this draw, Mike Collins is going to pull the goalie. We'll see what happens. But if you're Chi High, now you know that this so-called power play is pretty much coming, right? So you have to make adjustments from what we have already seen from that. When we were on the kill, you need to pressure those defensemen. It's tough right now. Don't be afraid to take an icing. We cannot give up a goal here. It's going to be such a
That's
big deal.
For sure.
But in a perfect world, if he pulls that goalie, we run a downtown off the faceoff and go and score, and then it's over. So this is the type of stuff that you practice all week for. You know, this is when you earn your paycheck as a high school hockey player, if you will. So.
Is it any different for a team, typical is a 5-on-4, when you add the extra attacker with six players, is that a little more dicey for a team?
It is because there's so much less space than you usually have, but it's the same premise. They're still going to run an umbrella like they usually would. There's just one extra guy. So it's the same thing with less space, and you have to kind of treat it the same way, except you know that there's no goalie down there, and there's not here, it looks like.
Yeah, empty net, you called it, Coop. Madsen's out of the goal. He played well tonight, gave up 4 goals.
He really did play well, though. He made some phenomenal saves.
He'll be a tremendous goaltender.
Yeah,
he's from Mike Collins.
Bright future.
2:11 left to go, face-off in the Chi High zone. Extra attacker for Memorial, the empty net. This one goes to the point. Byrne can't hold it in. And here comes Jackson Hoym trying to beat the Ames back in their own zone. Hoym's got it. And he'll carry it in back of the cage right now, trying to backhand a pass out in front. It didn't connect, but a nice forecheck right there by Chi High. And they're able to keep the puck pinned in the zone. 1:47 left to go. Chi High, Scott Parker, still with his timeout in his pocket if we get a stoppage of play. And here is Madsen, the defenseman for Eau Claire Memorial. They drop it in, but nobody connect with right there. And the puck is taken by Chi High. Now intercepted by Memorial. They'll drop it in behind goaltender Mick Marlowe. Ripped around the wall for the Cards. And this is going to be an icing call against Chi High with 1:20 left to go in the game.
So did you see what we did off that faceoff? We tried to run a downtown off the glass.
Well, you called that too.
Well, it may or may not.
You're in the heads of these players and coaches here.
I've been on the bench a couple times.
1:20 left to go in the game clock. 80 seconds to go. And here is Swoboda off the draw, wrapped it around the wall, couldn't clear. And Adams got it for Memorial. They're trying to work it back for Madsen, but tipped out of the zone by the Cards and tracked down by Byrne with 1:05 left on the game clock. Byrne in front of his own empty net here. Goes cross ice intended for Pancras. He can't chase that one down. Swobes has got it behind the goaltender. Now a scrum behind Marlowe. Memorial presses the matter. And here comes Chi High and a long shot just wide of the net by Drew Bobey, and that'll be an icing call. And Bobey might be wondering, should I have just waited a little bit here across that center ice red line?
I don't do it. I don't think that he realized how much room he had. He could have had a 1-on-0 if the goalie were in there. But
44 seconds to go. Face off in the Chi High zone. They're able to push it out of harm's way to neutral ice right here with 37 seconds left to go. Here is Madsen. Madsen had it stripped off his stick and pushed into the Memorial zone. And we're just about down crossing the finish line here with 24 seconds left to go. Memorial playing catch in their own D zone. Now a long pass for Autumn. Autumn turns, walks into the zone. 15 seconds left to go. Cards are going to win this PRC battle here. Pankratz has got it. Back to Bird at the blue line with 9 seconds left to go. Harassed as he got to the blue line. Where is it? On the left wing wall here with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. And that'll be it. The clock strikes zero. Chi High beats Memorial tonight 4-2. And the Cards' winning streak continues at 6 games. Memorial ends at 8. And I tell you what, something tells me the second round's going to be great, too, at Hobbs here in February.
It really will be, but what a win for Chi High. This is a win that these players are going to remember forever. I know that I was lucky enough to beat Memorial one time at home, and it's maybe the only score I ever remember to beat them 5-1. And I'm sure that it's going to be the same feeling for these guys. It's always super, super sweet to get to beat these guys, especially at home. And what a convincing win for Chi High. Seeding, it was a huge game, and our guys showed up, and they played their best hockey, I think, today.
Well, okay, and Mick Marlowe played great.
Wow.
I mean, he was just peppered on the power play for Eau Claire Memorial, and I don't know how the guys stood up on both power plays. 2 of 3 for Memorial, but it was a ferocious power play for them.
Yeah. Simply put, he was absolutely locked in from the word go today.
Yep. So a win for Chi High here tonight, 4-2 over ECM, and always a great battle when the two teams get together. Got our post-game show, post-class mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll catch up with Scott Parker and talk about this exciting game and set you up for our next contest here next week with Superior as we continue this post-game show. Chi High winning by a 4-2 count, so the Cards go to 13-3 overall, 7-0 undefeated in the BRC. Memorial at 11-3. They are 4-3 in conference. We'll continue in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.
GreatPlayersMakeGetHeadlines.BetterHeadlinesMirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Chi High wins this one 4-2 over Eau Claire Memorial on home ice in our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class Mirror and Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post-Class Mirror and Chippewa Falls is free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post-Class Mirror fits them all, big and small. Chi High wins it. Even though they lost in the shooting department here 24-26, hasn't happened very often this year, but they win where it really counts, 4-2 over Eau Claire Memorial here tonight. Coop, what do you think? Give us your thoughts about the ebb and flow of this one.
Well, first of all, I think winning is super fun. And I think that both teams actually played a really solid game. Memorial's power play was super, super dominant. Their goalie played a really good game, but I just think that they were a little bit outgunned by that first line of Chi High. There is just so much scoring power on that line, and they move the puck so well that it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to have a tough time with those three, you know? And our defense had its moments of where we got a little shaky, but we always brought it back together. And we broke the puck out super well as well tonight. But I think the biggest thing that helped us get that victory tonight was Mick Marlowe. I mean, yeah, he was lights out, just locked in as locked in could be. So as a defenseman, you can play with a lot more confidence when you know you can force a guy wide and he's going to make the save. And they were able to do that tonight. So overall, I think it was a great team win, but tip of the cap to Mick Marlowe. And I'm sure he's going to kind of get the player of the game award in that locker room today.
He should. Chai's first line logged a lot of playing time here tonight. One thing I'd like to see is the other lines contribute just a little bit more,
right?
Take some pressure off that first line.
Yeah, I mean, that second line, I think, had flashes of brilliance tonight. But our third line definitely looked like they were a little outgunned. They got mismatched a couple different times. But, you know, overall, yeah, I agree with you. But I think that second line's definitely got that scoring punch there.
Yep.
Especially with, I think Bovey played a great game tonight.
Yes, he did.
The youngest Bovey brother. There's three of them. His first name escapes me.
Carter.
Yeah, thank you, Carter. I think he played a great game tonight. He's so strong on the puck, and he had a really, really nice scoring chance that was robbed by the goalie.
Yep.
So they were about that close, too, to adding.
Bet. All right, well, we'll catch up with Scott Parker coming up on our post-game show, and we'll have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap as well. Chi High loses in the JV game 3-0, but comes back in the varsity 4-2. So the Cards pick up their 13th of the year. We'll take a break. Back with more. This is WOGO Holly, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and this is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area.
Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalla.com.
Chi High Hockey, the Cards victorious over the Aves tonight, 4-2, and it's time for our Holly Bobie Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bobie and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybobie.com, or find Holly on Facebook. The Cards got off to a quick start, 11:50 of the first. It was Brett Carlson, a nice goal, and the feed from Carter Bobie, 11:50. Chi High had the lead. And then 11 seconds after that, it was Mason Johnson, the first of two goals here tonight, 12:01, an unassisted goal, and Chi High had a two-goal lead. Then Memorial on the power play in the first. It was Dylan Byrne, their All-State defenseman, from his teammate, another All-State player, Nick Madsen, at 13:49, a power play goal, 2-1, Chi High. Then in the first, Chi High got another goal from Drew Bobie, the assist going to Gus Thorpe at 16:13. That's where we stood. Then Memorial came back to make it 3-2 on a power play. Another power play goal, this one from Gabe Pankratz at 9:46, the assist going to Nick Madsen. It was 3-2, and Chi High with their fourth goal. A beauty, one of the best I've ever seen. Mason Johnson came in and roofed the goaltender, Evan Madsen, at 1:58 of the third. The assist going to his teammate, Jackson Hoym. And that's where we ended up 4-2. Shots again in favor of the Aves, 26-24. But Chi High comes out victorious. And let's hear from the victorious coach. Scott Parker is downstairs with our Cooper Fosvick.
Thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, obviously that was a huge win for a lot of different reasons tonight. You got production from that first line a lot. What are some thoughts from the game tonight?
Well, I thought, you know, 5-on-5, we played pretty well. And we sat in the box, and they got a tremendous power play. So we, kind of let them back in the game there. I thought 5-on-5, we did well. And towards as the game went on, Memorial, you know, was putting it to us in the third, but we hung on, and you know, it was a little nail biting there at the end, and you saw us make some plays that we really don't make a lot of, and sometimes I think that comes from trying to do too much, and we're just in the process of still learning. We're not where we want to be, but it's been a it's been a fun ride. This is a goofy group, and they're not the typical hockey team that I've coached before. They're full of energy, and they make me laugh. So we've got more fish to fry. We got more walleyes to catch. So there's more stuff to do, and And it's a nice win, but it's not the end of the year. And to give Eau Claire Memorial credit, they're a good team. They're well coached, and we'll see them again. It was a good game, I thought. And me and Mike talked about that after the game. It was a good game, and nobody was hurt, and it wasn't a football game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what can you take into this game, you know, going into down the stretch here in January and eventually into the playoffs?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was nice to have a home game. We had a long 2 weeks. We had a successful 2 weeks, but we're definitely tired, and our first line is tired tonight. They saw a lot of minutes, so I think tomorrow will be a quick practice in and out. And we go into a trap game against River Falls there on Thursday. So, you know, we got to kind of regroup and refocus real quick, and that's going to be hard with this group. So, you know, I'm proud of my team. They did well, and they should be proud of themselves. It's been a lot of work to get to this point. It is very hard for Chippewa Falls to beat Eau Claire Memorial. They're well coached. They have good players. So this is something I don't take lightly.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Congrats on the win. Let's go get another one on Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Coop.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. Chi High with the victory here tonight. We've got buckets the rest of the week. Thursday night, it's the boys, McDonald boys against Fall Creek, 6:55. Pregame show with Caleb Svensson and Mark Maloney. And then on Friday night, the girls against Regis in that arch rivalry game, 6:55 game time. And that one's going to be in Eau Claire with Caleb and Mark doing the call for that one. So we'll be back here on Tuesday. Chi High hosting Superior, another big battle for a spot in the postseason here as Chi High tackles Superior here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. So the Cards with a big, big win here tonight over Eau Claire Memorial. They go to 13-3 overall and 6-0 in the BRC and put that feather in the quill, so to speak, getting ready for the seating meeting. Scott Parker can take that with him, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. I'm sure he's taking notes from tonight for that meeting. But now you can tell that, you know, he's just grateful for that win and really grateful for his team. And I feel the same way. I feel grateful that we got to call that game. That was really fun.
That was fun. Thank you, Coop, for being up here. And thanks to Zach Wycheck, the Z-Man, our producer back at the WOGO studios. Final count again, 4-2, Chi High defeats Eau Claire Memorial. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you on Tuesday for Chi High and Superior. Until then, have a great rest of your week. And final again, 4-2, Chi High defeats Eau Claire Memorial here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Thank you for joining us. Good night, everybody.
WOGO's coverage of Chi High Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Breniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.